5 years ago, Indiana experienced one of the nation's worst HIV outbreaks. Mike Pence was governor then, and he approved a needle exchange to keep the problem from spreading. Now, state leaders are debating whether that exchange and others can stay open. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Mitch Ligon has the story for Side Effects Public Media.
The 2015 outbreak came in Scott County, which sits between Indianapolis and Louisville. The rural county is one of Indiana's poorest, with fields of corn and soybeans surrounding small manufacturing hubs. At the outbreak's epicenter, the HIV infection rate was comparable to sub-Saharan Africa.
About 95% of the cases were also co-infected with hepatitis C. And so all those cases back then were linked to injection drug use, sharing syringes with each other.
That's Michelle Matern, now the county's health administrator. As the crisis deepened, health officials said needle exchanges would slow the disease's rapid transmission. Then Governor Mike Pence signed an executive order allowing the county exchange. At a news conference in Scott County, he explained his decision this way.
I will tell you that I do not support needle exchange as anti-drug policy, but this is a public health emergency. And I'm evaluating all of the issues and all of the tools that may be available to local health officials in light of a public health emergency.
Over time, other counties have approved exchanges, and now there are about a dozen in Indiana. Based on population alone, Matern expects about 25 new HIV cases each year. The most she's seen in the last few years is 12. But all Indiana exchanges are now in jeopardy. If lawmakers don't intervene, the programs will expire next year. State Senator Ron Grooms doesn't want to extend the expiration date. I caught up to him in the crowded Statehouse atrium, where he said the programs just aren't doing their job.
It was intended to be an exchange. It became a giveaway program in which hundreds of syringes were being given away at any given time, at any given location, at multiple locations.
Grooms represents part of Clark County, directly south of Scott. Clark County felt the effects of the HIV outbreak, too, as people came for treatment. Eric Yazel was an emergency room doctor at the time.
In 2015, if you came in and told me that, you know, I'm using heroin and I need some help, I'd hand you a paper that had a phone number on it for a place that had a couple month wait, and that's literally all that we had to offer.
Now the county's health administrator, Yazel says overdose deaths have dropped by 50%. He shows me their needle exchange, tucked away in a corner of the health department. Shelves hold needles, alcohol swabs, and other supplies. The agency also provides counseling services.
You use things repeatedly, it lets bacteria out in your bloodstream, and you get infections of your spine and heart valves and things like that. So we have different needles here, and we have other products that, you know, typically would be used over and over again when someone's using IV drugs.
The North America Syringe Exchange Network provided needles and other supplies to 435 programs last year, including dozens in the Midwest. Executive Director Paul Lukoski says it's counterproductive to end these programs if the evidence shows they're working. Research from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention supports that view. It shows needle exchanges help reduce the spread of infectious diseases like HIV. They also can help people overcome substance abuse. Here's Matern, the Scott County health official, again.
People will still continue to use. Just because there aren't clean syringes available, they will go back to using and sharing dirty syringes. And so we're going to see disease spread again. It may not be the first year, it may not be the second year, but eventually we're going to see the increase of disease start again.
Meanwhile, state legislators continue to discuss needle exchanges' expiration date. Matern and Yazel say educating the public and lawmakers about the usefulness of the exchanges is paramount to the program's success. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Mitch Ligon.